It's been 1 year since the National Technical Information Service published a wanted ad for participants in its joint venture partnership. Ahead of the partnership's launch, NTIS Director Alvy Bender tells Federal News Radio the goal for the partnership is to start discussions between federal agencies and contractors, leading to solutions to agencies' data service problems. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers asked Bender for an update and what's ahead for the partnership.
NTIS has unique joint venture authority with the private sector to deliver data services to federal agencies. We've been in business, I guess, for about a year now, and I think our business model is working very well. We're already providing some significant services with the private sector to the FDA, HHS, and Department of Homeland Security. So the message is resonating. There's a real need for the data services that we provide in the areas of predictive analytics, machine learning, artificial intelligence, in a number of other areas.
So you mentioned some of the agencies, FDA, HHS. Agencies were supposed to come to you with their problems, and wondering what sort of data issues did they have? Were there any surprises, any kind of trends that you saw, or what were you hearing when they first started coming to you?
Well, I wouldn't say surprises, but the common trend is when they come to us, it's typically we have this legacy system, we have this IT problem, and we need to figure out a way to resolve that. That is not our sweet spot. Something like that really has to go through different channels. We really need to understand the core data drivers behind the problems that they have. So what we're seeing is, and this is one of our key value propositions, is that we are spending more time with federal agencies up front to truly understand their key business drivers. What are their critical success factors? What are the business requirements that are driving the mission of the organization? That is becoming our sweet spot. That's where we provide the value-added services before we even introduced our joint venture partners to help solve the problems.
Was there any sort of learning curve, or how did it go? I remember you were saying this isn't, you know, NTIS is not going to be a pass-through. It's not. It's going to take on a more consultative approach. Were there any questions? Was there any confusion? Or was everybody pretty, oh, okay, this is how it's going to work?
I think federal agencies have been very pleasantly surprised that we can function as a trusted advisor and really help them with this upfront planning process. What they've really been amazed at is that they can finally have a conversation with the private sector very early in this planning process. So the way it typically works is we meet with the agency, we put together what I would call a draft problem statement. We then take that problem statement, and for the first time, we actually introduce that to all of our joint venture partners, about 30 as of today, and we ask them to actually grill the agency and push back and ask them, why are you taking this particular approach? And it's during what I would call this design thinking phase that the client agency begins to understand that maybe they're solving the wrong problem. And at that point in time, we reformulate the problem statement. And then, using a merit-based process, we issue it out to all of the joint venture partners. And we say, you know, you have about 2 weeks to come back with the proposed approach. Maybe it will lead to a prototype. And that process that I've just described to you, from problem statement to actually getting started, takes between 60 to 90 days.
Is that what you guys were hoping for? You said about 30 partners? Is that, again, is that also what you were expecting, or more or less?
When we originally put out the Federal Register notice back in July of 2016, we had interest expressed by over 80 organizations. Again, through a merit-based process, we narrowed it down to about 35 organizations. As of today, we have about 30 signed up. So those 30 organizations are the ones that are eligible to work with us to support other federal agencies. It's exceeded my expectations in terms of how quickly we've been able to get these organizations on board. And frankly, they're already delivering valuable services to federal agencies.
What are some next steps for you guys? Are you looking to get to more agencies? Or are you looking to add more partners moving forward into through that year milestone? What's next?
Next steps are to continue to get the message out about this really innovative joint venture partnership authority that we have to deliver data services to federal agencies. The fact that we can provide a tremendous value add in terms of the upfront planning process, and then that we can work with our JV partners to bring to bear solutions and do something which is really important to them, and that is simply capacity to scale. These organizations really need to have very quick, timely access to the right talent, the right resources, the right tools, and they need to do that quickly in a very agile way. That's a major area. We're beginning to see an important intersection between a lot of the data analytics, predictive analytics work that we've been involved with cybersecurity. So we believe that that is a particularly what I would call growth industry for us, because this is something that is affecting the federal government. There are many data-intensive issues. And frankly, where we provide a value proposition is in our ability to introduce machine learning, artificial intelligence, neural networks, and other capabilities that will allow the country and the federal agencies anticipate threats potentially in a new way. So this is just one of a potential service offering, and we're beginning to see a demand for that.
Are you hearing from other agencies that we want to get involved earlier on in that sort of process, or is that something that you guys have realized?
I think it's something that we realized from the get-go that would be a value proposition. When I meet with federal agencies, it's typically, we should have known about this service that you provide. It's interesting, when I do have the meetings, I have individuals sitting around the table from policy, strategy, security, the CIO shop, and frankly, in certain situations, I'm noticing that these individuals not always talk to each other. So again, this is about enabling this broad-based conversation within an agency and then externally with the private sector to drive further innovation. So I see that as a great value proposition. The message is resonating, and when we are continuing to see greater demand for these types of data-related services.
Avi Bender is director of the National Technical Information Service, speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Find more at federalnewsradio.com.